Restless tribes, raging hordes.
Maybe roving bands. Right. Not too violent.
Okay.
And standard rules.
Okay.
Okay, you can pick whoever you want to be.
I'll be female. Oh.
You pick your civilization.
Mongols. I don't know how does he spell?
Genghis Khan. Close enough.
Okay.
So this is the style your buildings and palace will be in.
Okay.
It's like when you actually start.
Genghis, you have reason. I
think you can pull that window up, maybe. Or
Come of the Mongols, may your reign be long and prosperous. Blah, blah, blah. First one's fine, suicide, if you can't believe this.
Okay.
City sites are near rivers, crystal. Oh.
Yeah.
Oops. Okay.
Right, so this is moving units. Okay, so they're settlers, right?
Yeah.
That's what you start with. So you're just a band, a tribe or something. And basically what you've got to do is find somewhere to start building your city.
Okay.
Or something. So
So what's a strategic place to build a city?
So the best thing usually is to start building a city straight away.
Moving these settlers in?
So they're here now. So you have to decide then if you want to explore a bit more and find a better place to build a city, or if you think that's a good place to build a city.
Okay, how do I explore that?
So, right, well, you can just use the keys then to move left or right. Okay.
And then zoom in somehow?
You can't zoom in because this is the extent of your world, and every time you find a new place, the map expands.
Ah.
So basically, and every time you move, every goal that goes, it like 10 years passes or something. So you've got to start building a city as quickly as possible,
okay,
really.
So how do I do that?
So, well, so do you want to build a city there?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you can, if you click on orders, then you can say build new city for him. And you can give it a name or just leave it as that.
Okay, I'll call it
Wackerville. Okay. Right, so that basically, so you can decide then what your city does, what it produces, and stuff like that. So if you click OK.
Okay.
Right, so at the moment it's, they're producing some defence unit, little soldier guy. So you can decide you want to build a soldier, some defence, or you can change it to, if you click change, this shows all the things that you can construct. So if you go for settlers, it means you'll produce another group that can eventually form another city, or you can produce warriors to go and attack people, or barracks, you know, to defend yourself, or you can start building something like the Colossus, which is like a special project, and if you finish that you get loads of points and stuff. But
okay, so can settlers disagree and like become rival factions?
If they become dissatisfied with your governing, at some point they can turn on you. But generally, I mean, cities is what you want. You want as many cities as possible. So I would probably build more settlers.
Okay.
And this tells you how long it will take.
So how do I...
So just, can you move up that window again?
Yeah.
And say okay then.
Okay.
All right, so they're building.
Settlers. This is kind of like SimCity.
Yeah, similar, all right. Actually, it didn't change. That should go back in again. Change and click.
Settlers.
Double click on settlers.
Okay.
They're still not doing it. Oh, they are. They are. Okay,
they
so
are?
Exit then.
Okay.
And...
Wackerville.
So, end of turn. You can just press enter. City's all fixed.
Okay. Develop ceremonial burials so we can build.
They usually give you terrible advice.
Oh,
so, like,
okay.
Depending on what stuff you want to invent, you choose a particular path. So if you want to go after, like, building universities and stuff, you would go for alphabet. But if you want to build up an army, you would go for warriors.
I think... horseback riding, masonry, warrior code. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's up to you. I mean,
just try masonry.
Okay.
Peaceful.
This would be a good place to build a road. Okay, so you can either choose to, I mean, just say okay there.
Okay.
You can either choose to keep exploring with this guy and find somewhere else to build a city, or you can build a road if you want. But
okay.
You've nowhere to build a road to at the moment.
Right. So, okay.
So, do you want to move or?
Well, I can build a road. What else can I do?
Well, I think your only choices really are, if you go to orders again, it'll tell you what you can do. So,
okay.
You can build a road. You can irrigate.
I think I want irrigation.
Okay.
I probably need a road.
I would either build a road or move him a bit further and start building another city.
Oh, okay. I think here I'll build a road since I've got the town there.
So what a road will do will increase production into the city because transport is easier.
Okay. So enter.
Right, he has a road built. So now you can move him further afield with one of these guys.
Okay.
So and move him up to extend your map a bit.
That looks like a good site for a city. So.
Okay. Gonna build a city then?
So, orders?
Build a city.
I'll keep that.
Okay, so you can decide what you want them to produce now.
And where do I do that? Sorry.
So, if you click on change, it gives you your options again.
Okay. Settlers, warriors. Probably settlers again.
Well, you've got settlers being built by the other one.
Oh.
So if you built, like, the quickest thing you can build is a warrior. So if you built a warrior, then you could set him exploring and finding other areas.
Okay, so exit.
Okay, so end of go. End of go.
Mongol wisemen discover the secret of...
Masonry.
So they've that's good?
That's good, yeah.
Okay.
So that tells you what you can achieve with masonry. So the more things you discover, then the more things you'll be able to do with your cities and stuff.
Okay.
So if you click on goal, it will tell you all the different things that you want. So if you want to achieve advanced flight, it will tell you all the stages you need to go through.
Okay.
So if there's something that grabs you there, you can click right again. There's more things.
Feudalism. Feudalism's good.
Then we should research alphabet, ceremonial burial, or warrior code.
Alphabet, ceremonial burial, or warrior. How about warrior code?
Okay. So.
So.
Okay. Go.
Now. Just enter?
Yeah. Keep going. So, I mean, basically, there's nothing happening because your cities are building stuff.
Okay, Wagaville builds settlers.
Okay, zoom to city.
Cool.
So now you can change what they're building. You can, I don't know, if you want to get them to build warriors or defences or something.
Oh, well, and then they won't do masonry anymore?
Well, if you click on change, you'll see what you're able to do. So you can build city walls because you've discovered masonry, and that would protect the city.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, so exit. Right, now you've got these guys. I would move them left.
Okay.
So we can, this would be a good place to build a road.
Yeah.
So you can either build a road or keep moving around to see if you could find a better place for a city or.
Can't move to.
Return to get rid of OK.
Oh, OK. Now I can go down.
Defend your cities, would you? That's just a helpful hint.
Would you do that? Don't expand beyond your ability to defend yourself. Barbarians and hostile army. OK. Well. Can I do anything to... Well, what's my next thing? Do I want to build more?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, you probably want to separate your cities a little bit more. You just put a military unit. Okay.
So be a suitable irrigation. I'll do that.
Okay.
So...
So to irrigate, you can just hit I or...
Yeah, oh, okay.
Okay, so this is your latest warrior. So I would set him, move him about.
Oh, and when he's flashing, he's active?
Yeah, he's active. Mongol wise men discovered the secret of warrior code. Okay.
So that.
So now you can.
So
this just says what you'll be allowed to build archers now.
Oh.
So if you click exit, you'll be able to change what you want to do. So if you still want to go for feudalism, alphabet or ceremonial burial is what you want to do.
I don't like those two at all. What do those have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, alphabet will eventually allow you to have education and universities and stuff.
But it's
and
feudalism.
Science. Yeah, well,
they're peasants.
Yeah, but well, then you could do ironworking or pottery or something. Something practical.
I'm going to do ironworking.
Okay. That's why I would move that guy. Keep moving him to discover more land. Okay.
Useful. So, how do I get horsemen?
Well, basically, you have to set your cities to build them. So, whenever they're finished, what they're doing at the moment, you could get them to build.
Okay. So, what's this?
I have no idea what that is.
What can I do there? Pillage. No. I can't, I don't know. Just keep exploring?
Yeah. I don't know what that terrain means exactly.
And every time I do this, it takes years.
Alright, they've built.
This would be a good place to build a road. Move faster. I don't know why I need a road there.
So, I mean, you can move that, because you can build a city with this guy eventually. So if you move him down into the map, you might find a suitable place. You can use these guys to move diagonally as well.
Oh, okay.
So, or, well, okay, obviously you can't there.
Huh. Just keep switching.
So if you want to, the three will move him diagonally.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
So if you go to this, I think.
This one?
Yeah, if you move him right. Oh, no, he's gone now.
Okay. Should I build a city?
Yeah, okay. You may as well.
Build a new city. Why not? Okay.
Okay, so if you want to decide. If you double click on the city again, it'll. No, exit. Double click on. So if you want to build.
What's a phalanx?
It's just like some kind of warriors, but a bit stronger. It says here, this 1-1-1 means this guy can move once, and it has a strength of 1 and a defensive strength of 1, whereas this guy has an attacking strength of 2 and only a defensive strength of 1.
Okay. So when it says 20 turns...
That's how long it will take for that city.
Oh.
To make that thing.
Okay. I like that one. I'll do flags.
Okay.
And now...
So, end of turn.